Fly on the Wall, episode 5. Dan, good to see you again on the couch, my friend.
It is, Tim. Back for another week. Yes. We've managed to push out 5 of these. Every week it's a surprise, isn't it?
It is really surprising. And on the day, on the Thursday that we, you know, when we record, there are parts of me that go, reckon we can have a break this week?
Yeah, I know. There are the moments where I text you and I go, let me know what time you're good for. And I do wait for the reply of, oh, probably can't do this week.
Yeah.
That'll come at some point. Hasn't yet, which is great.
Yeah. Well, we have to keep going, Dan, because, you know, people actually, we start the show every week with some feedback.
Yep.
Tom over in the UK, good mate of the show, he listened, he loved the dry cleaning shirt stuff we did.
Oh, okay. Is he a dry cleaner person? He gets his stuff dry cleaned?
He drops his stuff off on a Friday, just after work, and picks it up on a Sunday.
That's
all
smart.
Dry cleaned and done.
That's
for the
very
week.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also said, perhaps look at investing in a steamer.
That's hard work, I'd imagine. Yeah, that's a lot of work. You may as well iron.
I would think.
It might be quicker.
So thanks for the tips there.
That's good. All good feedback.
Good. Well, there's another bit here. This came to my attention in particular because I, little peek behind the curtain is I don't have anything to do with the social channels that we control.
No, and that's by choice. You say that you're not interested.
I'm not well versed in it,
no,
to be honest.
And you're reluctant to learn.
Yeah, and the scheduling and it all just goes over my head. So you look after, it's fair to say, all of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uploading. I do a lot of work behind the scenes.
You do. Uploading to YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of that.
What's the issue with this?
Well, I've just got written here, Dan's on everything. His face is on everything. He's on all of the YouTube still pictures.
Okay.
He's got his face on everything. What's going on? So, Dan, I don't know this is happening, but you're just putting your face out there. This is a two-man
thing. It's very funny that they've happened to say this week of all weeks, because I've actually just gone through and fixed it all up.
Have you?
The thumbnails were a little bit one-sided, a little bit lopsided.
So you saw the feedback
then
you made the changes.
Well, no, but I noticed it myself because we're a team and it's about both of us. But sometimes the camera picks up my face a little bit better. I don't know what that's about. But
well, this person did actually send through some suggestions. If that is the case, that is the Dan show.
Well, it's not. But
they've sent through some suggestions for different a name change for the show.
Oh,
they said.
Okay.
Dan on the Wall could be a name of the podcast. Dan Talks could be the name of the podcast.
Yeah, very funny.
Dan's Hair and the Couch podcast.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah, because I take pride in my appearance, Tim.
Very good. Dan,
what
have you got for us this week, mate?
Mate, I've got a few things. Obviously, we're bringing back the rule book. It was a hit. People were very happy with the rule book.
I'm
so we're going to be adding to it this week, aren't we? What else have I got? I've got an interesting one about friendship.
I'm looking forward to that.
People seeking friendship in odd ways.
Okay.
And we'll look into that a little bit. And, you know, a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah,
other
good.
Stuff in there.
Let's kick it off.
All right, let's get straight into it. So, Tim, the other week we spoke about... I brought to your attention how I've been referred to as a snag, which...
Sensitive new age guy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now... we were impartial as to how to feel about it. We kind of took it as a compliment because we established you're probably a sensitive new age guy too.
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, and we thought that's a good thing. It's since been revealed that, look, while it's good to be in touch with your feelings, it's also, you've still got to be manly to some extent.
You do. And I think in this age, Dan, with social media, you are putting your brand out there, I guess, of who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And you do. You want to look like a bit macho sometimes.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So I've spent the last couple of weeks sort of on the prowl, looking for on the prowl is probably not the right word. That sounds like I'm looking for a lover.
Predator. Yeah.
Yeah. That. I've been on the lookout for new masculine things to put into my repertoire.
Opportunities
just to make myself seem a little bit more masculine to everybody, really.
Right.
And I've come across the first one. I was driving the other day and I was sitting at traffic lights and over on the side of the road there was two tradies and they were lounging out in the back of a ute, just in the tray.
On the road or parked in?
Parked on the side, up on like the nature strip.
Hanging out on the back of a ute.
Just hanging out in the back of a ute.
Drinks?
I think they were smashing some solos, which again, even like on a lunch break, great.
You know, solo.
Eskies, cans of Solo, lounging out in the back of a ute tray, just...
That has alpha male.
It does. It's all a tray over. Of testosterone.
Solo, the thirst crusher.
So yeah. I sort of looked at that and I thought, that's something manly you can do. Mm. Utes are manly.
Yep.
Relaxing. Just lounging, sort of arms up on the tray,
kicking
back with a mate. Very masculine stuff.
So
something that I haven't done. Mate, I'm in the soccer mum car. I'm in the small four-wheel drive.
It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Four-cylinder.
So you're wanting to get picture evidence of you doing manlier things just to put up on social media so people go, sensitive new age guy. I don't know about that.
Of course.
So hanging out the back of a ute.
Yeah. So what I've been thinking, I want to get your permission, of course, because we are a team.
Yeah.
Do you care if I start maybe using our Tim and Dan page just as a platform to just push out some
to show off your manliness.
Masculine things that I'm doing
no in day-to-day life?
No objections?
Can I give some suggestions maybe?
Yep. Yep.
Maybe a shot of you on a ladder.
Ladder,
under
yeah.
sort of an eeling or something. Just like almost like you're sort of looking at something to fix, but not really. You're just sort of like, I'll do this all the time.
Cool.
Maybe just clean the gutters.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
That's a fun one.
Get that.
Okay, yeah. So just manly stuff.
Ladder,
tray. So really what we're going into is manual labor area here.
Workman. Maybe under a sink. Sort of thumbs up. Like
okay.
Sink's busted. Just thumbs cool. up to the
got
camera.
Got a lot of work to do here.
Under a sink. What else could you do?
Jesus, all sorts. In the garden. In the garden, just like mulching.
Shoveling in the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Like that.
Okay, so the Tim and Dan Graham will be active.
Full of...
Can you take the photos for me?
We could actually make a calendar out of these. If you get 12 nice Dan, masculine Dan shots, make a little Dan, masculine Dan calendar for 2019. What do you think about that? That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
I'll do it if you do it too. Because I think we're forgetting you're a snag as well.
I'm pretty manly.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, okay. Dan, something exciting happened to me last couple of weeks.
Okay, good.
A friend of mine from high school, one of my best mates, Nick, messaged sort of our close friendship group. And he said, boys, would love to grab breakfast with you
mm-hmm.
this weekend.
Bit of an announcement.
Well, it seems like that. Because when we do have breakfast together, it is few and far between. We all have jobs and lives and stuff, and we do catch up.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, it's not
every week.
Is it
the sort of friendship group that when you do it, you just pick up where you left off straight away? Or is there that little bit of, we all know we haven't seen each other in a little while?
There's a bit of both.
Okay.
There's a bit of both.
That's
yeah.
good. That's good.
We hadn't seen each other in a while. And recently, Nick announced that he was engaged to his beautiful fiancée, Elle, who's also a good friend of mine.
Okay.
And Nick sat down and we could all tell, the three of us there, we could all tell that there was something that he was wanting to announce and
yep.
ask us. And it was to be a groomsman at his wedding.
Wow. That's a huge congratulations on being asked. That's great. Is that what you do to people? Do you congratulate?
I don't know. I felt like I needed a congratulations because I was telling everyone I'm going to be a
groomsman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's almost your day.
Well, yeah. It's like I got selected. I got selected from pick of the litter.
Yeah.
You know? He had plenty of people to choose from and he put me in there.
That is exciting. Yep.
Something, though, did happen where there was a lot of groomsman chat. You know, there were three of us there. I'd love you guys to be groomsmen. Yeah, oh my God, you know, hugs, high fives, all that. Not once was the word best man used. Okay. So we're all sitting there.
Oh,
looking
wow.
at each other going, you're the best man? Or who's the best man? Who's he selected for that?
Well, I mean, so wait, is there anyone else in this equation that wasn't there?
There's one other. And he's interstate. But maybe, and we don't know him as well
okay.
as each other.
Okay.
So we're going, well, maybe he's the dark horse. Maybe he's going to be the best man.
Absolutely sounds like it could be. How do they know each other?
Swimming. They used to swim together, train together.
How long ago?
Well, they did it for years. Every morning, early rising together.
That's camaraderie right there. I mean, that's swimmers, early mornings in the pool. That's tough times that you get through with a person. You can really form a bond with somebody.
I've known Nick the longest. Easy to say that I've known him the longest. I was in his every single form class from year 7 to 12.
That's a you've got a valid case there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking around. I think I could be a front runner, but I'm not sure.
Wow. Okay. Let's. So, who else? So, we've got the swimming partner. We've got you, which is just every class together forever.
Yeah.
Who else?
We've got Selby. Good friend of the show,
yeah,
Selby.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
I don't know where Selby would sit in it.
Does Selby come into the equation thanks to you?
No, Selby, Nick and I, probably a bit of a trio at high school.
And
Cal, actually, you know what? Cal was part of it too. But I feel like Cal, he travels a lot for work. We don't see him as much.
In and out.
In a different area, in and out.
Yeah, he's not a mainstay.
I feel like he could be $5 paying, you know, like...
Well, that's an interesting point. Let's put it into betting terms. So yeah. He's paying about $5.
I reckon.
Okay, so I would, from what you're telling me, how often does Selby... And what's his name? What's the
Nick?
Yeah. How often does Selby and Nick see each other?
Same as me. If Nick catches up with Selby, well.
Okay. Well, that's a new wrinkle in all of this, because now he will have to feel like a bad guy, Nick, if he's to prioritize one of you over the other. Okay. So he's going to say, while we only ever see each other together, I prefer seeing Tim or I prefer seeing Selby to you. Does he then go, easy choice here? Is to go the dark horse swimming partner.
To not cause a feud. Just to not cause Tim a rift.
And you know what? If he can justify he's close enough with him, why not?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's going to happen.
Okay, one more thing though. Swimming partner's interstate. As you said, he's not around. Who's planning this Bucks party, mate?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
You need somebody active in your life to really take on the role of best man.
I'm losing sleep over it. If Nick's listening, if anyone... has ever been through a groomsman situation where there's a group of you and you're going, we're all pretty much on par here. Who's he going to choose as the chosen one?
Yep. I think Callum, $5. You and Selby, tying at about $2.40.
Okay.
And then I think the swimmer coming in about $1.90. Plenty of room for movement on all fronts.
Okay. That's good.
Keep us informed. Will you ask him about it? Someone has to ask.
Well, I'm hoping he sees this. And then he just goes, oh, by the way.
That's
hopefully it's good news for me. I come in.
Power of the podcast.
Yeah.
So I teased it off the top, Tim. We spoke about friendship.
Yes.
And how we wanted to have a little look into it, because there's been a guy in Brisbane, Australia, that has been charged with impersonating a doctor with fake credentials, and he's been charged $3,000, I believe, because what he was doing, Tim... he stole credentials in order to be able to hang out in a hospital just to make some new friends. That's all he wanted.
Oh.
Yeah, so he wasn't... I don't think he was actually trying to prescribe anything. I think he was just hanging around.
That's actually really sad.
It is sad.
Going to find be that friends desperate, at a hospital.
Yep.
A hospital of all places. I mean, that's...
Hospital is a horrible place to strike.
People are sick. I mean, there's not really a good reason to go to the hospital unless you're having a baby or...
It's also...
I don't know.
It also could be redundant, I would think. I mean, you strike up the wrong friendship, the person could die within the next couple of days, and then, well, you're back to square one.
Also, injured friends. Got to look after them.
Yeah.
Go find able-bodied, you know, friends, healthy friends.
Yeah. You don't want a friendship to start from guilt, I wouldn't imagine. Having that sympathy towards somebody. So, bad place to start with. But I did think it's an obscure place to think to go, you know where I'm going to go to find new friends?
The hospital.
So, you know, it made me wonder, if I was really desperate for friends, where would I go that is a little bit out of the norm? Because you know what I do get?
Mm.
It's heated competition out there. You go to a bar, jam-packed with people.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking for friends.
Mm.
You go to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an open playing field. There's no one else really there doing that. So you've got pick the litter.
Yeah. Right. I think the important thing is to pick something that's really specific and a little bit niche. Maybe you have a specific interest that you really love. Maybe, for me, you know, I love hot jam donuts at the football. So maybe...
Interesting.
I'll find some friends, like-minded friends, in the line of a hot jam donut.
Sort of hanging around in the line.
Actively looking for like-minded friends.
So maybe...
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Definitely. How would you go about killing enough time there to have enough passers-by? Just looking at the menu board?
Menu board, yeah.
Yeah, do I want a hot chocolate, cup of tea, coffee?
Waiting to the side and gesturing to people saying, I'm waiting for the fresh ones. And then looking for someone to go, I do that as well. Hey, best friend.
That's brilliant.
You like comic books. Could you start hanging out at comic book stores and just sort of...
Yeah, you could. That's not a bad point. I hadn't really thought of that. Just sort of, you know, hanging around the character I like.
Yeah.
You know, hanging around the Batman comics.
Yes.
And just anytime someone comes over, have you read this one?
Mm.
I recommend it. Friendship.
Yeah. So,
because you look like a good person, Australia. You're already connecting on a level.
That's right.
Wow.
The small talk has sort of already disappeared because you're already in an area where both of you share an interest. And so that small awkward talk goes away and you just launch straight into, do you like extra sugar on your hot jam donut? I do. And you launch into,
do you like Batman? I do.
Yeah, me too.
It's like we're kids sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Just want a friend in the playground.
Okay. Sad.
Dan, exciting time in the podcast here. Last week you launched a new segment for us and it's called
Tim and Dan's Rule Book.
Dun, dun, dun,
the
dun,
Book
dun,
of
dun,
Rules.
Dun, dun, dun,
Tim and Dan.
Dun. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I think I added the last bit in.
Okay.
Again, still don't have an opener, but that'll do.
Basically, we have a lot of rules. We come in, see each other every week, and we go, oh, this has got to change. This has got to change in life, society, all these things. So we thought, why not compile
the rules? First rule into the book was about copyright of your own stories.
Yes.
Stopping people, bad storytellers, from telling your stories and not doing it justice.
Yep.
So that went in, and that was a bit of a hit. We had a bit of feedback on
good
that.
Rule.
People thought, good rule.
Good rule.
What do you got?
I've got something here. A friend of mine messaged me about it and said, you've got to put this in the rule book. Okay.
Good. We've got the first entry.
Yes.
From outside source.
Outside
Great.
Source. Friday night, this friend of mine was at another friend's house and they were playing Xbox together. There was about four of them all playing Xbox and handing the remote control to each other and having a great time.
Yep.
Dan, and then the Doritos came out. The Cheese Supreme Doritos. Okay. They all come out a big bowl. Everyone likes to eat chips when they...
Always good to put it in a bowl rather than leave it in the bag.
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah, it's easier access.
Yeah.
Great.
What happened was, and it's totally fine, it happens when you eat chips, especially Doritos with powdered cheese, people started licking their fingers. After they would finish, that was me actually licking them.
Yeah, it's good.
After they finish eating the Doritos, but then would continue to use the remote.
Dip it. Oh, okay. I was going to say, or dip back into the bowl.
Well, that too. But they're all...
Yeah.
This remote is going between four people, dipping, licking, remote. It just the germ fest.
Well, I was going to say, one of my main concerns... Because anyone that's played PlayStation or Xbox or something that involves a controller, Tim, knows when it gets tense in the game, the hands get a little bit clammy.
Yeah,
a little bit
a lot
sweaty.
Of sweat.
So you're licking all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I initially, when you first started this story, had an issue with the remote holding into the bowl.
Okay.
I just thought that was germs in itself.
Yeah.
Factoring in the mouth area.
There's saliva.
Yep.
There's hand sweat. There's powdered cheese.
There's plaque.
And there's Doritos.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Plaque on the teeth. You never know. You might clip a tooth on the way through.
There's all sorts of stuff. So, Dan, we need to come up with some sort of rule that's going to combat this disgusting thing. Is it when the bowl comes out with the chips, we use tongs or we use gloves? We put one hand has a glove.
Yep.
If you're playing a game and that's your designated chip glove.
Chip glove. Chip hand. Well, I mean, that is definitely a possibility. It's almost at a point where you need... I would agree. Tongs and serving plates.
Mm. Serving plates.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because that eliminates the dipping into the bowl, the re-dip.
But it still doesn't eliminate the finger licking. So, Dan.
Yeah, well.
What about this? A bowl of Doritos comes out. Accompanying the bowl of Doritos is another bowl with warm water that you can just dip the fingertips in.
Yep.
Had that. Maybe a small tea towel.
Yep.
Just sort of dab them dry.
Well, that is a thing, Tim. There's often a slice of lemon in there. Just lemon.
Like
and
that.
Then just a little hand wash bowl.
Little trickle of water.
Little trickle of water.
And then just dab the hands dry. Back to playing the game.
Yeah. Okay. So just for text purposes.
Yep.
New rule for the rule book is anytime chips are served, a communal bowl of some sort of snack comes out, must be accompanied by a hand wash bowl.
A hand wash bowl
now,
when playing video
games. Individual hand wash bowls?
When playing video games.
Yes.
That's the key at the end.
So individual hand wash bowls or a communal hand wash bowl, because Tim, that sort of creeps back into the same area.
It's all just getting tricky, isn't it? one hand wash bowl with a bit of disinfectant in there. It'll kill everything.
Has everyone got the rule?
Yeah.
Is that Caitlin? Anyway, is that clear?
Camera girl Caitlin's nodding.
She's nodding. Okay, she's got I think we're all on the same page. Hand wash bowl with the communal sharing bowl of chips and a little tea towel.
Very good. That's rule number two in Tim and Dan's rule book. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, the book dun, of dun, rules. Dun, 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 dun. With Tim and Dan. Dun. We'll get it.
Dan, you've got to love the double date. We've been on a double date together before. Yeah, you and G, me and Emma.
Yep.
And they're always good fun. They're always good fun.
They are. It's because you know what? We all love date night. But yeah. Sometimes it's fun just to throw another couple into it, just to keep it interesting. Just be like, different convo. Let's all just have a drink.
Does he do that? He does that as well.
Yes, the mutual acknowledgement of, yes, my partner's annoying as well.
Yeah, they're hopeless, aren't they?
Always fun. Yeah, great.
Dan. So, I think the last time the four of us went on a double date, we're on a round table, and that's perfect for a double
date. We were, yes.
Emma and I faced a little issue on the weekend. We went on a double date, and we arrived first, and our friends, Rowan and Soph,
are
running a little bit late, and they arrived after us. But we're on this square table, two and two, two chairs facing another two. And Emma and I found ourselves standing there at the table going, where do you place yourself? On a double date.
It's an issue as old as time.
Seating arrangement in a double date. Do I make eye contact with Emma?
The thing is, you kind of, I don't know about you, you kind of have the impression that the people you sit across from should be the ones that you're wanting to interact with. Because they're in your direct eyesight. So really, should they be the ones that you're not seeing every day, i.e. Emma?
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to put myself in like Rowan's shoes and go, if I walked in here and I saw Rowan and Soph sitting down, where would I hope that they'd position themselves on this double date? Would I want to be sitting next to Rowan or making eye contact with Rowan?
Yeah.
Because we're the two guys and the two girls can look at each other. Or would Rowan want me sitting next to him?
God, that's a good question.
Two girls on that side, two guys on this side. I think we spent about 2 minutes standing there before we sat down. It was very embarrassing.
I kind of think it depends on the meal as well.
Okay.
Like a dinner?
This is breakfast.
See, breakfast is a shorter time period.
Okay.
So if you were sitting down for dinner, there's going to be drinks. It's going to be a bit more of a relaxed feel to it because it's going to go for a longer period. So you're really settling in. Whereas brekkie, you're in there for a short stint, which makes me think that you should probably just be opposing each other, like couple. And then couple either side.
Yeah, I reckon we probably should have done that too.
Because I think if it's a longer period, you mix it up. Mix and match.
Because what we went with was, I was sitting opposite Emma, Rowan was sitting opposite Soph, and Rowan and I were sitting next to each other. So it was okay. But I think we can make some adjustments to that
and try different things. If you and I go out with Emma and Georgia, where would you want you and I to sit? Because we're a little bit more comfortable, with each other. Just knocked my book off. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to sit down next to each other, where would you want me? Would you want me next to you?
I reckon across.
Yeah.
From me.
Because if all else fails, the girls can have a convo and the guys can have a convo.
Yeah, that's so true.
Isn't it? I
stuffed it.
I think, what did the conversation flow like?
Yeah, it flowed fine because they're good friends. But, you know, No, it did. It always flows fine. But I just never found myself in that situation where I've gone, where do you sit on a double date?
Yeah. What was Emma's take? Did she think it was a big issue?
She thought I was overthinking it. I disagree.
No, I don't think you were at all.
Yeah. The waiter thought I was overthinking it too and said, just sit down. No, got to get this right.
When we go out next, can you make sure we're sitting across from each other?
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, very good.
I went and saw a movie yesterday, Tim, and it's come to my attention. I'm only 24, right? And yes. I feel like I'm aging prematurely in terms of my emotional state.
A bit like me.
Well, you are very old. You're old in different ways.
Yeah.
I'm starting to notice I'm crying more and more in movies and even listening to music and different forms of entertainment that I'm experiencing. I'm becoming quite emotional.
You're a self-proclaimed sensitive new age guy, as you've said a couple of times on the podcast, a snag, as they would put it. So the sensitivity side of you is probably blossoming the most, would you say, at the moment?
I think it is. I think it's really, it's taking the forefront of my personality, really.
Yeah, right.
But it got to a point yesterday where in this movie, I was sitting with Caitlin, the camera girl, and I started welling up at something that was happening on screen. And I'm noticing that I'm now spending almost half of the time that I'm watching or listening to something distracting myself from what I'm meant to be enjoying and experiencing, and instead thinking about something else to stop my emotional state from deteriorating further.
Wow, you're that emotional that you have to actively distract yourself from what's happening.
So while that's fine and I'm content with having to do that, because let's be honest, I don't think we're quite in a society yet where it's completely seen as acceptable for a man to openly weep in a cinema.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you have any quick fixes? Because mine take a while. I have to get into a zone. I have to look away from a screen and look up and just start thinking about everyday mundane things in order just to compose myself. Do you have any just quicker things that aren't going to impact as much of the movie?
Well, I think I think that you have to take your eyes off the screen, and it's always going to impact the movie. Straight onto the phone is a good quick distraction.
Yeah, the issue is in cinemas, Tim, there's a lot of rules. Like, you can't be on your phone, so that's eliminating that.
How about actively presenting the opposite emotion in that moment, forcibly? For example, let's say you're about to cry in a movie. What if you just sat there and you just went, instead of sobbing, you just went,
wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Masking sort of the emotion with
masking
laughter.
Masking it with another emotion.
That's a great point. And I feel like people probably do that.
The people around you might think you're a psychopath or a sociopath.
Yeah. If somebody dies on screen and I laugh.
So do pick the right emotion. But try that. Try the masking.
That's not bad at all, actually. I really like it.
Give that a whirl. Just pick. Don't laugh at,
I reckon,
something nasty.
Yeah. I'll let you know of feedback, but okay. I think that could work.
Try it.
I'm going to watch something tonight and try it.
No, you should watch.
What?
Inside Out. Good luck.
Yeah.
Pixar.
I'm going to be laughing my head off.
Dan, last week I finished the show by telling you that I'm worried about something. We are cousins. We have a very large family. We're one of 30 grandchildren.
Yep. This is the grandma related.
Grandma?
Yeah. Oh, I've been waiting for this. Good.
I haven't seen grandma in ages. Months, I reckon.
It's tough, Tim. You know, we all lead our own lives, and it's hard enough. You're living out of home. It's hard enough for you to see your parents, let alone grandparents.
I don't see them often.
Yeah.
I don't know how to... I just don't know how to address it. Do I turn up at grandma's front... Doors always open at grandma's. You know that.
Yep.
Right? Do I just walk in and pretend I haven't... Like, I have seen her in it? Or do I have to acknowledge it? Do I have to bring flowers? Do I bring a little treat for her? Like a little, you know...
A little
cinnamon scroll or something?
A little apology. Yeah.
Or will I be able to get away with just walking and going, hey, grandma? I reckon she's Chloe, though. She picks up on
things. She's absolutely clue, mate. She said something to me not too long. Actually, the last two times I've seen her. I've seen her at family events. Saw her, I believe it was Christmas Day, and saw her at a birthday last week.
Okay.
And mind you were not present either, but I copped the, see you, Grandma, I'll see you soon. And I got the, I hope so.
Okay. She's keeping tabs.
So, just letting you know, she is on edge at the moment.
I think grandma has...
She's keeping track.
I think she does. I think she documents it.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's something written down, like a countdown. How many days since Tim has been here?
That's bad.
Well, how long roughly would you be thinking?
I'm scared to say. I reckon it's months.
Months.
It's months. It's disappointing. And anyone in the family that's watching this...
I think what you will find is there's at least people that within the family that have probably been longer.
So maybe, I've just thought of something from you saying that. Maybe then I turn up and go, have you seen James lately?
Yeah, I think, and you know what? James would be a good one because James he's off, isn't he?
Doing things.
Yeah. He's off doing his own thing. I don't think he's been at grandma's in some time.
I'll walk into grandma's and I'll say, grandma, I haven't seen James in ages. Have you seen James? And she'll be like, I haven't seen him in a while. Yeah, I know.
Disarm her straight away with that. I think that could work really well, especially if you bring the treat as well. Turn up with a cinnamon loaf, you know?
I'm going to bring a cinnamon loaf, and then I'm going to immediately throw our cousin James under the bus.
Yep.
And then we'll probably have a good conversation about that, and then we'll move on, and she'll forget.
Yeah. Instantly move off the topic.
Yeah, that's good.
Just straight into everyday things.
Just, okay. So the rule is, for anyone who haven't, because there probably are people who have experienced this before,
that don't see their grandparents enough,
try and pick another family member.
Yeah.
That you can throw in there and just go, hasn't been pulling his weight, has he?
Yeah.
Lately. Mm, I know. Here's a cinnamon scroll.
Yeah. Make them the pawn in your being a bad grandchild game.
This family is all about chess. And what pieces you're going to move.
Just don't throw me under the bus.
No, I won't, never.
Yeah, cool.
Dan, another week concludes. We just noticed quickly there when we turned the cameras on to roll on this last bit that camera girl Caitlin has been doing this for a week.
Yeah.
And she has hand signals now.
Yeah. Like almost like an orchestra. What are they called? The
conductor.
The conductor. She went...
Yeah.
When the cameras were rolling.
Hands sort of moving and different. You know what she looked like?
What?
You know when you arrive at an airport and those guys are bringing in the planes?
Into
the gate with the paddles?
Yes, yep.
Which maybe get her some paddles.
Well, get you some paddles. Maybe even a clapper. Make you feel a little bit... Yeah, like a look, red, she's wrapped.
Like a red one for record.
Yeah.
You're now recording.
Yes, I like that. That's
good. Yeah, Caitlin.
Doing a great job. Looks very good.
Dan, I'm really excited to try this grammar thing. I'm going to let you know how I go with that.
Yep. And I'm going to try the opposite emotion whenever I'm feeling any type of emotion when I watch a movie.
Yes. Very
good. So hopefully I'll watch a sad one tonight and I'll laugh through it.
Okay. People want to get in touch with us on socials, they can head to
Tim and Dan Graham on Instagram, Tim Dan Tweets, Twitter, Tim and Dan on Facebook, and YouTube. Search Tim and Dan in the channel section.
There you go.
It'll pop up. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Yes. Don't be fooled if you only see Dan's face on things, because there are two of us.
Tim, I'm fixing it. All right? It's not going to be like that anymore. It's going to be very even. We're a team.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah.
All right.
Tim and Dan.
Tim and Dan.
That's what the show is.
Fly on the wall with Tim and Dan.
Yeah. It's not just Dan on the wall. So it's a bad joke.
Dan, I'll see you next week.
All right. See you, Tim. See you guys.